Look, I know we used to have business lunches in the past, but there's a new policy now. No, it's the same captain. And I can't use the phone anymore either. Goodbye, Alan.
Harris.
Barney, I was talking to my agent and I admit it freely.
Harris.
It's only 2 minutes to nine. I charged it to my home phone. And these are the crime statistics you asked for.
Thank you.
Is there anything else?
Yes. It is now 2 days since I forced you to miss that meeting. And I think it's about time we sat down, man to man.
Whoops, whoops. On duty.
Stay inside, Mr. Hillier.
Is this where I get that shirt? You know, the one with the numbers on it?
No, that's prison. It's later.
I was just asking.
Barn.
Yeah.
This is Joseph Hillier. So on my way in this morning, I found him chasing a bunch of Japanese tourists. He's trying to spray them with this can of windshield de-icer.
Those people were acting like they never saw a real car before.
What car?
My DeSoto. They were violating it. I mean, I went into Ed's auto supply store for 2 seconds to buy a can of carnauba wax and a case of those little pine trees. And the next thing I know, they're hanging all over my car, sitting on the hood, posing for pictures, kicking the white walls, fondling the fins. Is that any way to treat a 57 Fireflight?
I'm not sure. Anyway, when I tried to calm him down, he took a swipe at me.
You tried to hit him?
Well, I didn't know that he was a cop. He looks like a typical chrome smudger.
There you go. Oh, wait, we're not done. See, the car isn't his.
Oh?
Yeah, the minute I showed him my badge, he blurts out that he stole it.
Oh.
You would have found out anyway.
Maybe.
Car thief, huh?
Oh, no. It was a crazy impulse. Look, times were tough for me. I was just out of the service. I didn't have a job. No future. I was depressed about Sputnik. The DeSoto represented everything I ever wanted. Everything I couldn't have.
Exactly when did you steal this car?
October 6th, 1957.
That's almost 25 years ago.
But that car looks as good today as it did the day that I stole it.
No, it's true. He let me drive it down here. Handles great.
It's beautiful.
Well, remember to put that in your report.
Thank you.
You want me to check with the DA's office about statute of limitations?
He only hit you 10 minutes ago.
Park it right there.
It's funny.
Patton? Yeah. How was this, Spence? We got a cop in trouble, Washington Square, maybe some shots fired.
Okay, that's everybody. Break out some weapons. Put them in a cage.
Yeah, in a cage.
I just sat down.
In a cage.
Harris.
I just finished my filing, Barney.
Fine.
All right, got him. Let's go.
All right, no heroics. I don't want anybody getting hurt.
Let's ride.
Whose car are they taking?
Thank you.
Try and do something different.
I know somebody can get hurt, but...
Sir, you're crawling.
I'm afraid we're a little short-handed now.
I'm available.
Look, if you give me a minute, maybe I can find out if there's a squad car in the neighborhood.
Sir, I'll take it.
As a matter of fact, I do have someone. Yes, he'll be right over. You're quite welcome.
What's the case, sir?
Construction site over on Amsterdam. Some kids climbing all over the equipment. You gotta chase them off.
That's it?
Afraid so?
Oh. Wouldn't you send a squad car for that?
I was going to.
Of course. Well, perhaps we can take on the little heathens together, sir.
Goodbye, Larry.
I get the picture, sir. Save some for the guys.
Come on, Slattic, get inside here.
Hey, look, if you don't respect the man, at least respect the uniform.
What the hell's going on here?
You tell me.
Barney, this is our cop in trouble.
What? These two guys answer to you.
Yes, I'm Captain Miller.
Officer Earl Slattic, Sanitation Police.
Oh.
I think your boys here made a little mistake.
No, we didn't.
What happened? Well, when we got to the park, Officer Earl here was prodding a Mr. Anthony Peglia with his nightstick, forcing him to crawl around on the ground and pick up assorted cigarette butts and candy wrappers.
That slob threw a Snickers bar down on the grass and I made him get down there with it.
Just ask him to pick it up?
I tried that. I tried. I identified myself as a sanitation officer and he laughed at me and just kept walking.
That's when Mr. Slattic told him to freeze, fired two warning shots in the air.
Warning shots?
But you don't make a mess on my beat and just walk away.
Anyway, Mr. Paglia signed a complaint right on the spot and then mentioned something about moving to Maine.
Good riddance to bad rubbish.
Officer Slattic, are you aware that you've opened yourself to charges of harassment, coercion, probably reckless endangerment?
Look, you got your laws to enforce and I got mine. I mean, we all want clean sidewalks, right? Unclogged drains, trash packed neatly in cans, metal cans with lids on tight so that the stinking sewer rats aren't swarming all over this city, living off our filth.
That's hardly a reason to shoot at somebody for littering.
Haven't you been listening?
Dietrich, get a statement.
What? You're not gonna book me, are you?
Yes.
We're all cops. We don't do stuff like that to each other.
Oh, yes, we do.
You know, I spent 7 stinking years hanging off the back of that truck. 7 years getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, in the rain, in the snow, picking up other people's garbage. People who treated me like scum.
Who cares?
I would go to all the parties, you know, I'd listen to all the snide remarks like, what school you go to, PU? Or, look, it's the man from GLAD. Or what has 4 wheels and flies.
Get in there.
But I never let it bother me, because I knew if I just did my job, just kept the streets and my nose clean, that one day I'd be promoted to this. Then we'd see who's left.
Not me.
So what does have 4 wheels and flies?
You ask me that again, I'll rip your tongue out.
I'm going to sit down now.
Anything shaking?
Yeah. I checked Hillier for priors and it's clean.
Okay.
Then I checked out the car. I dug up a stolen vehicle report from 1957. And then I called the owner. She's coming down.
Okay.
Anything shaking with you?
Oh, not really.
You're not talking to me either. Ever since you started this thing with Harris, no one is talking to anyone around here.
Oh, Jim.
Unless it's duty related.
Look, you guys don't like what's going on around here? Talk to Mr. Harris. I have done everything I can to reconcile with the man, and he just keeps putting me off.
Excuse me.
Hey, Ron, we were just talking about you.
It's okay.
I'll be out of here in a second.
All right, why don't we get that over here?
Harris?
Yeah?
My office.
Why? Problem with the crime statistics?
Ron, this is your agent.
Oh. Tell him I'll call him back tonight.
He said if you're not at that meeting in an hour, you're going to blow the book deal.
Oh. Well, that's that.
Go to the meeting!
No. I've got work to do.
Forget it. We'll cover for you. I'll cover for you. Look, will you do me a favor? Go home and write that damn
book. I can't.
What?
I can't write anymore. This whole thing is a joke.
Captain? I think we got a real cop in trouble. There's a construction site on Amsterdam. There's a cop dangling from a scaffold about 10 flights up.
Oh, my God, that's Levitt.
Dietrich, you and me. Barney, you call emergency services.
Right.
Tell them we're going to need a fire truck.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Come on, let's go.
Wasn't Levitt on with anybody?
Oh. It was a simple call. All he had to do was chase a couple of kids off a bulldozer. I didn't anticipate anything like this was going to happen.
It's all right. I mean, at least we're talking. I'll call the hospitals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Levitt is fine. He's just fine. Dietrich went over to Bellevue with him, but everything's going to be all right.
What the hell happened?
Well, according to witnesses, there were assorted 8- and 9-year-olds up on the 10th floor, taking turns jumping up and down on one of those suspended painter scaffolds.
Playing chicken. Can you ever do that?
When it got to be the fat kid's turn, one of the cables snapped and left one Howie Drobish swaying in the breeze and clinging onto the safety rail for dear life. Somehow, Levitt managed to get up there and swing out onto the scaffold.
You're kidding.
No. He just yanked the kid up by the seat of his pants, threw him back into the building, and then that's when he lost his grip and fell.
He fell? Made
a perfect 3-point landing on another scaffold one floor below.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. So by the time Dietrich and I got there, the paramedics had already reeled him in, and they didn't seem to think that anything was broken.
Great.
Oh, when they brought him out, Levitt tipped his hat to the crowd and got himself a great big standing ovation. I got statements from everybody, so I'm going to write this up.
Thank you.
You need any help?
Nah, I can handle it. But, thanks for the thought.
Can I help you?
I'm not sure. I think I took the wrong stairs.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking for the policeman who found my DeSoto.
Are you Miss Shawcross?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm Sergeant Wojciechowicz. Yeah, I talked to you this morning.
Oh, I appreciate your finding me after all these years.
Sure. Did you see your car downstairs?
Oh, well, how could I miss it? I mean, it's so big. And pink.
It's not pink. It's coral. It was a very popular shade that year.
Perhaps that's why I bought it.
Why don't I have a seat here? We'll finish up some paperwork, and then you can drive your car home.
Oh. Oh, I hope you remember how.
Yeah, can I help you?
Herb Boskin, Department of Sanitation. I understand you have a problem in one of my offices.
Oh, yeah. Officer Earl. He's in the cage there. I'll get the captain for you.
Slack!
Hey, how's it going, Mr. Boskin?
What are you doing in there?
Beats me.
Boskin, I'm Captain Miller.
Captain, I'm a little confused. Why is this officer in jail?
This officer took a shot at somebody for throwing a candy bar on the grass.
You did what?
Hey, don't you start on me now, too.
Starting? What happened to all your training? These men have a standing order, and we drill it into their heads every day. The gun stays in the holster. Unless your life is on the line.
That guy was 2 feet from a trash can.
Captain, is there some place that we can talk in private? You see, Captain, Officer Sladek is only recently SP.
SP?
Sanitation Police. And I just hate to think that this one isolated incident would soil an otherwise perfect record.
Are you kidding? That madman could have killed somebody.
Well, he's a rookie. You know how they are. Fresh off the truck, in love with the uniform. Thinks he's going to clean up the city overnight. He just got a little overzealous, that's all. You were probably the same way yourself.
No, I was never a garbage man.
I hate that word.
Look, what is it you want of me?
Ernst Sladek over to me.
I can't do that. Somebody signed a complaint against him.
Look, Captain, I don't think you can fully appreciate my situation here. Our little forces had one shakeup as it is. You know, some rotten apples voted for abusing their rank, and several patrolmen suspended for turning in bogus citations.
I wasn't aware of that.
Huh? Well, anyway, we put all that behind us, you know, and we've taken steps to solve those problems, and I just hate to think that the city's gonna dump on us again just because he got nuts with his gun.
Why do you people carry guns anyway?
We're cops.
No, we're cops. You're garbage men.
You keep coming back to that.
Excuse me.
Yes?
I'm Joseph Hillier. We spoke earlier. I'm the guy who stole your DeSoto back in 57.
I'm Louise Shellcross.
How do you do?
I must say, Joseph, you've taken very good care of the car.
Sure. I devoted half my life to it.
You must love the DeSoto very much.
Are you kidding? We haven't been apart for one day all these years. Sure. You know, I used to rush right home every day after work just to see that she was okay. And on the weekends, I used to pamper her. I used to wash her with warm, sudsy water. And then I would take a soft chamois and I would rub her and rub her until she was gleaming. You know, if this didn't happen, I was going to surprise her next month with a set of classic plates, you know, for our 25th anniversary.
And now I've ruined everything.
It's okay. Still your car.
Of course, you're welcome to come and visit us from time to time.
Really?
I like bubble baths, too.
Okay, Mr. Boskin.
Thanks for all the help, Captain.
Hey, for one of the boys.
Hey, Mr. Boskin, what about me?
Sorry, Sladek, there's nothing more I can do for you.
What? You mean I gotta go to jail?
Probably, but hey, best of luck.
Hey, wait a minute, Boskin, where are you going? Nobody turns their back on me! Please! He just walked away.
Excuse me.
Captain, I've talked with Mr. Hillier, and I think he deserves a second chance.
Who are you?
Barnes, this is Louise Shawcross. She owns the DeSoto.
Oh, hello.
And the statute of limitations was up 18 years ago. I checked with the DA's office for fun.
What about the assault charge? Turn them loose.
Okay, here you're getting out.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Oh. Yes, sir. Thank you. Yeah, thanks.
Joseph.
I'll get your valuable.
Yeah.
This is my phone number.
Thanks a lot.
Now, whenever you get the urge to see the car or me, just give us a ring. We'll always be there.
I'm looking forward to it.
Malkoff.
Hey, Levy.
I'm glad you're all right.
My God.
No biggie, sir. Just a little scalpel lash. Only temporary.
Hey. Well, that's something anyway.
Anyway, I suppose that Sergeant Harris filled you in on the details.
Yes, yes. We're very proud of you, Levitt.
Thank you, sir. Well, now, if there's nothing else, I have a report to do.
No way, Carl. He's got a fractured wrist, a very decent neck sprain. Doctor said he should be off his feet for the next 2 weeks.
Okay, take him home, Dietrich.
But, sir...
Levitt, go home, rest, relax. I'll be in good shape for the ceremony, don't you? I'm going to put you up for a Medal of Valor.
Hey,
all right.
So you must be toying with me.
I love it.
I hardly deserve it. Perhaps Sergeant Harris was simply over-embellished.
No.
Well, I still don't think it's necessary.
Levitt, you saved the kid's life. Take the medal.
Well, insist on ramming it down my throat, sir.
Dietrich, get him out of here.
Let's go, Carl.
Big mouth.
Oh, here.
Oh, thank you.
Happy motoring.
Bart, it's almost checkout time, so I think I'll just run Mr. Earl down to the Tombs and go on home from there.
Unless you'd rather stay and talk.
Look, what it really comes down to is that I haven't been able to write a thing since Blood on the Badge. I mean, I tried. I mean, I really have. I sit, I stare at my typewriter, and nothing happens.
What about all those phone calls from the agent? All those meetings?
No, you never let me go. And I really appreciated it.
Well, you could tell a person.
Sorry. Anyway, look, it's really my problem, and I'm the one who's really going to have to deal with it. Hey, but look, I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings, you know, by dragging it in here. You shouldn't be sorry.
I mean, if any of us has got a problem, we got to get it out in the open to solve it.
I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you say that you can't write. I just found out I'm sterile. I'm just beginning to deal with that one. The point is that we can work it out together.
Okay. Just not in the same room.
Excuse me. Has anybody seen my car?